The President of the United States and the Speaker of the House are expected to speak directly about ways to avert a looming government default. President Biden, before leaving the G7 gathering in Japan, focused comments on the debt ceiling showdown, saying Republicans are wrong when they claim that he's not willing to negotiate spending cuts.
We put forward a proposal to cut spending by more than $1 trillion.
And the president proposed, instead of cutting Medicaid, reduce corporate tax breaks.
I'm not going to agree to a deal that protects, for example, $30 billion tax break for the oil industry.
On ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, House Budget Committee Chair Jody Arrington says this is about cutting spending going forward.
We have to get back to pre-COVID, pre-inflationary spending. We've got to right size and rein in this bureaucratic bloat.
It's estimated the U.S. could exceed its borrowing limit by June 1st, triggering global concerns, which the president tried to ease during the G7 summit.
Default is not an option.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQBars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQBar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.